implementation of the Sustainable Development Goals and the Qualified Act on the Rights of Children and Adolescents. The increase of length of maternal leave and establishment of paternity leave in the country is commendable. We also take note of Andorra's intention of ratifying the International Covenant on Economic, Social and Cultural Rights through necessary domestic procedures. In the spirit of constructive engagement, Myanmar wishes to make the following recommendations. 1. Step up efforts to narrow the gender pay gap by encouraging equal pay for equal work. 2. Enhance its ongoing measures to ensure that female migrant workers, including domestic workers, have access to effective complaint procedures and remedies. We wish Andorra every success in the current cycle of UPR. I thank you, Madam President.
Thank you. Next speaker is Namibia.
Thank you, Madam President. Namibia warmly welcomes the delegation of Andorra to the third cycle of the UPR and congratulates them for the comprehensive national report presented today. The report provides updates on the implementation of the past recommendations and on the various human rights impacting measures taken during the period under review. We especially congratulate Andorra for creating additional institutions to further enhance the promotion of human rights, including the National Commission for the Prevention of Gender-Based and Domestic Violence and the National Social Welfare Commission, amongst others. There is, however, room for improvement, and in the spirit of constructive dialogue, we make the following recommendation